And welcome to episode 1 of Serial Shakespeare, A Comedy of Errors. I should start by explaining myself. I'm Dr. Matfield, and for years, I was a successful newspaper writer. Unfortunately, times have changed, and I was forced to take new work that sent me to Syracuse, a land far, far away, in time and distance, from the land of orange men in New York that we think of today. This Syracuse was a pretty dark place. I mean, no NFL football or anything. Anyway, this Syracuse, it was harsh. At the prison, I met a guy named Aegean, sentenced to die because of a trade war. A trade war? I mean, I once quit talking to a guy after he got the better of me in a baseball card deal, but this seemed a little extreme. I talked with Aegean. Well, I tried to, but he kept talking on and on and on. In fact, you could create a whole series of podcasts from just his talking about how terrible his life has been, blah, 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 happy marriage, blah, 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 shipwreck and split up from his wife, blah, 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 twin sons and servants separated, blah, 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 his son gone for the past 5 years. Anyway, there's a lot that's sketchy about Aegean's story, but does that mean a guy should die within the next 24 hours? I mean, shouldn't there be an appeal? And who created this law in the first place? And what exactly is a mark? And why are 1,000 of them needed before the deadline? Isn't that a bribe, and don't most modern countries tend to shy away from things such as that? This podcast is the story of my efforts to uncover this mystery. Along the way, you'll hear from the town mayor, who tries to explain why dumb laws get passed in the first place. Aegean, who had to be edited quite a bit for time's sake, Anapolis of Syracuse and of Ephesus. Yes, Aegean's greatest crime was probably name creativity. Dr. Pinch, who will take us deep into the dark magic arts of the subconscious. And a nun, because you can't have a comedy of errors without a nun, right? Serial Shakespeare is completely, mostly, sometimes, borrowed from the brilliant work of Serial from This American Life and William Shakespeare, who mostly, completely, sometimes, maybe, wrote A Comedy of Errors. This podcast is intended to entertain the 6th grade gifted students at Columbiana Middle School, where I, Jason Mayfield, teach. And so all such errors about the play's deep, deep meaning and commentary on the social manners of Elizabethan society are completely unforced errors due to the lack of knowledge I have about any and all of those matters. You are welcomed and encouraged to leave feedback, particularly if you found the podcast useful, through iTunes and to contact me at jmayfield@shelbyed.org.